Mexico issues arrest warrant for border state governor. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 19, 2021. A Mexican federal judge issued an arrest warrant for the governor of the border state of Tamaulipas for organized crime and money laundering charges. Authorities also ordered the freezing of accounts linked to the governor and various other individuals. On Wednesday afternoon, Mexican Senator Ricardo Monreal Avila announced on social media that Mexico's Attorney General, FGR, obtained an arrest warrant against Tamaulipas Governor Francisco García Cabeza de Vaca. Insólito, orden de aprehensión al gobernador de Tamaulipas que el Congreso local decidió mantener indebidamente en el cargo, cuando tuvo que haber nombrado sustituto. Ante la crisis constitucional del Ejecutivo local en funciones fugado, se precisa en acuerdos y que el Senado actuó. Ricardo Monreal A. At Ricardo Monreal, May 19, 2021. In a follow-up message, Monreal claimed that Cabeza de Vaca could have already fled the country. El gobernador no localizado podría estar ya fuera del país, declarar perseguido político y buscar mantener el control del gobierno estatal, con apoyo del líder del Congreso, del CIO. De gobierno o del presidente del Tribunal de Justicia. Actuemos con tolerancia y prudencia. Ricardo Monreal A. At Ricardo Monreal A, May 19, 2021. While the FGR has not yet issued a statement, the head of Mexico's Financial Intelligence Unit, UIF, Santiago Nieto announced on social media that he ordered the freezing of accounts linked to 12 individuals and 25 companies linked to. He ordenado el congelamiento de cuentas de la red de Francisco G. por presuntas operaciones con recursos de procedencia ilícita. 12 personas físicas y 25 jurídicas. Cero tolerancia a la corrupción y a la impunidad. Sobre todo a quienes se creen intocables. Santiago Nieto, at Nieto Castillo, May 19, 2021. Continuaremos las investigaciones para determinar si de la red de Francisco G. o del gobierno de Tamaulipas se financiaron de forma ilícita campañas electorales. En su caso, presentaremos las denuncias correspondientes. Santiago Nieto, at Nieto Castillo, May 19, 2021. The warrant comes after much controversy between federal and state government bodies on whether Cabeza de Vaca has fuero, immunity, or not. As Breitbart Texas reported, Mexico's Senate voted to remove his immunity and have him removed from office after an investigation by the FGR and the UIF in regards to alleged tax fraud, money laundering, and ties to organized crime. However, the Tamaulipas Congress held their own vote and voted against the measure, leading to a federal versus state issue. Lawyers took that matter to Mexico's Supreme Court, but the case was dismissed. Since then, both sides claim victory, leading to further dispute as to which entity has the final say. Following the announcement of the warrant, numerous politicians from the National Action Party, PAN, to which Cabeza de Vaca belongs, voiced their outrage at the move, claiming the case against the governor is political in nature. La persecución política con fines electorales es una descarada violación a la Constitución. Debe acatarse lo que la SCJN ha determinado. Inadmisible la manipulación de la FGR Mexico para golpear a la oposición. No a la politización de la justicia. Respeto a la legalidad. Senadoras del PAN, at Senadora del PAN, May 19, 2021. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.